Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace.
Where might that be exactly?
In an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes.
Oh, yes. There you go.
And the eagle flies. It's a big old land.
Back on What's On Your Mind for another hour. Rolling along, Kevin Flynn is over there picking out some great Christmas music for the day. Aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Really good stuff. Hardly wait. Busy program today. Governor Berger going to join us in this first hour. Jim the Flag Goat Pole Guy will be here as well. And then Pat Bertinoli will join us, Director of Job Services in North Dakota, to talk a little bit about the latest data on...
Where have all the workers gone?
Some of the key data that... Governor Bergen was talking about yesterday in the address before the legislature. He joins us now. Hello.
Morning, Scott.
Nice to see you.
Great to be with you in the studio.
Yes.
Beautiful, sunny North Dakota day.
It is indeed.
I gotta say, Doug, that was a first. All of a sudden I see you come through, all of a sudden the entourage behind you. I was like, what is going on? we're being overrun here.
We have the governor.
He has a crew with him.
Yes, he does.
Got the staff. How are you, sir?
Yeah, they haven't had much sleep the last 6 years, but they're here.
No, yeah, exactly right. So give me your headline on the big budget address yesterday.
Well, great day. First thing I wanted to say, sometimes people call this the governor's budget. It's the executive budget. As you know, Scott, when we came in, Brent Sanford and I, 6 years ago, we said, look, this budgeting process creates a bunch of silos. Each agency had a budget. You sum up the total, it's like mindset of scarcity. And then if you have an issue, whether it's infrastructure, addiction and recovery, education, they cut across all these agencies, but you had budgeting that was in silos. So we said, hey, budget shouldn't drive strategy. Strategies drive budget. So then we put together a really comprehensive strategic planning process. And again, this year started last year in January. So I get to present it as accumulation of 11 months of work, 75 separate agencies that went through a strategic planning process, our HR team, our IT team, governor's office, OMB, sat through all of those.
Wow.
75 meetings, human services is an 8 to 10 hour meeting, higher education can last days, state library and the forestry service, you're done in 2 hours. You go through, what's your strategy, what are your objectives? And then we sort of say, hey, how do we build a budget to support that so we can start focusing on the outcomes that we want to achieve as a state as opposed to fighting over the inputs? I mean, nobody in the private sector fights over, you don't get together with a bunch of CEOs and brag about who spent the most on sales and marketing. You talk about who sold the most, not who spent the most. So, the focus on to try to shift that culture towards strategy and objectives, I think we're really making progress on it. I think everybody that was part of the process this year, this is our third go-around, of being able to really drive that process. It's starting to pick up some momentum. So I think yesterday, hundreds and hundreds of people, tens of thousands of hours go into this process, and I think we've got a comprehensive budget. And, of course, we're blessed as a state. The starting point we are, the resources that we have as a state from our agriculture, our energy, the technology. I mean, we're firing on all cylinders. The biggest issue we have is workforce. So a big part of our message yesterday was we have now over $40 billion, with a B, dollars of capital that want to come to North Dakota to do projects. Never in our history have we had that much economic development interest in our state. But the question is always, where are the workers going to come from? You know, if we're going to build a, and we just had a great announcement on Monday, our third soybean processing plant, over $1 billion of soybean processing announcements in less than 2 years in North Dakota. But again, in talking to those CEOs, then these plants are highly automated, but they're like, okay, we're coming with a $400 million investment. Can you help us make sure we get 75 workers? I mean, it's just remarkable on the rate, the concern. I mean, they got the $400 million, but where do I get the 75 qualified people?
Which seems like a pretty good trade when you're only needing 75, but in this labor environment, that's a tough pull like everything.
It is, because they know we've got 35,000 jobs open in the state today, and at least that many jobs open. And so that's why, again, the engine of our budget was, if we solve workforce, the economy is going to keep on rolling. But to solve workforce, we have to fix child care. We got educated, trained, parents at home where both mom and dad want to work. They're starting their family, and they can't get child care. So one of them gets knocked out of the market. That's an issue. CTE and what we're doing with K-12 and higher education to really help people build the skill sets to take these jobs is another key element of this. And then, of course, making sure that we've got communities that are attractive, that can retain families. So if we get an oil worker, they don't just fly up from Texas for 2 weeks and go home. They come here with their families. We've got the right kind of schools and communities. And then the tax environment, which is why we really stressed our proposal that says, hey, we can eliminate income taxes for 60% of North Dakotans and, cut it by a quarter and a half for the top 40% of payers, have the lowest flat tax in the nation, because people are moving towards states that have low or zero taxes. And we've got 8 states that are already at zero income tax, including Alaska, Wyoming, and Texas, who we compete for energy workers. And so we need to get on a path. We've got the resources to be able to do that, to put money back in the hardworking North Dakota families in their pocket through an income tax reduction, which again, at this period of inflation that we've got right now, that's another way that we can help keep North Dakota going is move towards reducing and eventually eliminating income taxes in our state.
All right, so let's pick up a few of these pieces. Child care as it connects to the workforce crisis. Give me an example of what you believe, Grand Forks, for instance, needs 75 workers for this new soybean crushing plant. What could they do? What would be a best practice on child care that would help solve that problem?
Well, we put together a group to really answer that question, and they spent 14 months leading up to this fall when we made an announcement with a dozen legislators here in Fargo about a comprehensive plan, and they really identified 3 issues across the state, and it varies depending on if you're in a large community or small community. First one is availability. Some communities just don't even have any availability at all in terms of no one is operating a child care center, no one is doing it out of their home, so there's no availability. Other places like Fargo and Grand Forks, there may be, we got child care centers, and then you have a child, and you go there, and they say, great, we got a 18-month waiting list to get in. So availability can come in 2 ways. The second, of course, is affordability, because in some places it costs is just too high. And if you've got one child and you might have to pay $1,000 a month for child care, all of a sudden that's $12,000 of your after-tax income. 2 kids, 24. If someone wants to have 3 kids that need, that are under the age of 5 or 6, all of a sudden they can't afford to work. Somebody's got to stay home because of of that cost. So availability, 1, affordability, 2, and then quality, because, of course, we want to have high quality, but we need certificate programs and training for people that, and make sure we got cut the red tape to make sure that if you've got people, whether they're in, starting college or in the young part of their career, if they want to work part-time at a child care center, that they can be certified to do that in a quick, easy way to make sure we've got enough supply of workers to support this. So there's about a dozen recommendations across there, but it totals about $76 million. And again, it's always in our administration, it's a combination of incentives to get the private sector to step in and put their dollars in the game in terms of matches. And so, again, it's a series of recommendations driven by parents, the schools, the child care providers and the employers. And the employers were a big factor because we have a lot of employers that are already putting their own dollars out because they know that helping support their team members, their employees, with support on child care is a way to retain employees in this environment. So a lot of companies weighed in on this as well who are already doing these kinds of programs to help support their workers. So availability, affordability, quality is the keystone. And then you say, why is the governor talking about this? We're so blessed. We're growing as a state now for the first time in 8 decades. We have 55,000 kids in the state under age 5 and under. 55,000. You mentioned Grand Forks. If they were all 55,000 in one spot, it would be the size of the city of Grand Forks of kids that were, you know, 0 to 5. Then you could decide if you want to drive towards that city or drive away from it if you have all in one spot. But, you know, we're blessed to do that. But there's 40,000 parents that have those 55,000 kids that are working, and we've got to figure out a way to help them stay in the workforce if they want to.
More on the workforce solutions, which one of which we just spent some time on, the child care side of things, as well as the budget the governor announced yesterday before the state legislature. After a short time out on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Governor Doug Burgum with us.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Can we play this song?
I really can't.
The baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to
guess the singer of this version of this song. Outside.
Harry Connick?
Governor, any guess?
No, I think
Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, the Family Guy guy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Got a pretty good voice.
Sarah Bareilles, yeah.
I would have never
I know.
Begged him for that kind of voice. That's a great song.
Oh.
A lot of iconic versions of that one out there. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, the place that has home cook and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you. You buy any size fountain pot for 79 cents today. And how about this deal for the specials? Taco Bacon Harwood, Breakfast Hot Dish or Country Fried Steak at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, Macaroni Hot Dish in Yulin, and on 45th Meatloaf today. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Just to finish on the child care piece of the workforce solution, Governor Doug Burgum with us today talking about the budget address yesterday before the legislature. What's your, best-case scenario, these recommendations are implemented, you know, communities take charge and realize there's people coming. How long before we solve this crisis? What kind of speed is involved in this thing, would you say?
Well, first, they have to work their way through the legislative session, and this is all for next year, you know, the next biennium's budget. So if this legislation around the child care recommendations would pass, go into effect on July 1, then we, you know, hope the impact could be quite immediate in terms of impact on families and providers to try to have this thing, solved, especially before next year's school year comes around. So that's the hope. But, I mean, there, you know, the need is there now. I mean, if you go to any group, doesn't matter. I mean, I was with the League of Cities yesterday after the address, and we had, you know, mayors and budget managers and said, how many of you have got workforce that is, you know, positions open at your cities? Everybody's got their hand up. How many of you have got, shortage of people in police? Every hand went up. How many of you don't have enough CDL drivers to drive your garbage trucks and your snowplows? Every hand went up. So it's not just the private sector, even government. We have got we're competing with every other state for workers. So child care is one component, but we have to figure out a way to create, whether it's, you know, no income tax, child care, the kinds of, you know, parental choice on schools that may be attractive for people to move to a state. We have to do everything we can to make sure that people want to stay here or want to move here. And as you know, a lot of people are leaving blue states right now and moving to red states. We got to get our share of that in North Dakota to help fill all these jobs. I mean, this is the battle we're in right now. It's always been about trying to attract capital and talent to North Dakota. And capital was, who wants to put capital in North Dakota? Now a lot of people want to put capital in North Dakota. It's how do we get the talent and the people that have got the right training, the right skills to come and help build our future here in North Dakota. So that's the competition.
And every red state's doing darn near the same thing, right? They're all in competition for those people leaving the blue states too.
Yeah, nobody's standing still. Some have already got, like South Dakota, have already got zero income tax. You know, Arizona's dropping their flat tax to 2.5%. They passed that legislation. Arizona passed a law that says, you know, money follows the kid, and the state dollars for education can go to whether they're being homeschooled or a private school or wherever they go. So, you know, these are things that people look at when they decide where am I going to live. And so we're in a competition. We're not in isolation anymore. And North Dakota's well positioned with the resources we have, the communities we have, to be able to be successful in that competition.
Another line item on the workforce front is this competitive regional workforce impact grant program for local governments, economic development groups, and others addressing labor demands. Give me your quick whiteboard on what that could be. What should people think about when they're competing for those grant dollars?
Well, I think, you know, every market is different. I mean, the workers you need in Fargo, maybe manufacturing, versus the ones you need in Watford and Williston are more about, you know, oil field services. So if you get into the local, we can't, a statewide program, we like to have, you know, local control, local input. So these regional grants would allow, you know, here you might have, you know, Fargo, West Fargo, Wappen, and all team up and say, you know, what's the program we're going to do to try to attract people to come here, move here from Minnesota? In Watford and Williston, they might be doing a regional grants. They're saying, hey, how do we get people to move here, you know, move from the Permian here, or get people to move from the Alberta oil field south? So that's why we want to have, these things have to be specialized by region, and we want to, again, match these grants, take state dollars, match them with local dollars, and, make sure that we're putting dollars behind things that work.
All right, question for Governor Doug Burgum on our newsmaker line here today. By the way, if you have a question or comment, always welcome on the program. 271-1100. Nate, your question for Governor Burgum.
Good morning, Governor Burgum.
Hey, Nate.
I heard you and your wife on the program a couple weeks ago, and one thing that's very important to me and my family, we own a bunch of oil wells and interest rates, and we like to see our tax money go to the right things in North Dakota. My question was a couple weeks ago, like, what is a conservative? I heard your wife talking about, I asked her where all the money went in North Dakota for addiction-related services and satellite buildings in small towns around the state. And she said that, well, we're conservative, so there's really not money there for addictive-related services, but yet you're going to go and get donations from private entities and have events to take that money and put it toward addiction and stuff-related services. What's the difference, and how come we can't reach in our coffers a little bit to take care of the people who need mental health and addiction-related services in North Dakota?
Well, we are reaching in, and I think that being part of being conservative is understanding that if you can spend a dollar in a way that's the most effective in solving a problem, that's the way to do it. And we know that spending resources upstream, if you can keep somebody who's in the, you know, struggling with the disease of addiction, if you can keep that person on a path towards recovery as opposed to a path towards incarceration, you know, that saves the state all kinds of money. We know when we have 80% of the people involved in our criminal justice system that are incarcerated in North Dakota have got a substance abuse disorder. And so in our budget, we do have almost, you know, doubling the resources for Free Through Recovery, which was a program which was announced at Recovery Reinvented. And again, when, you know, Catherine started her courageous efforts 6 years ago, there wasn't support, there wasn't dollars being spent. But, you know, there's a lot of faces and voices of recovery out there right now as we see, you know, building that, you know, movement. So there's, you know, more and more support within the legislature to support these programs. But it starts with people understanding that addiction is a disease. If you think addiction is a moral failing or a bad choice that somebody made, you know, then you'd solve that problem by saying we need bigger penalties and more prisons. We're going to lock these people up and they'll stop making those bad choices. But we know there are criminals, particularly those that are, you know, pushing and selling, you know, dangerous and deadly drugs like fentanyl that need to be incarcerated. And then there's those that are on the receiving end of that we know that now we know through brain science that depending on the amount of childhood trauma a person's exposed to, they're more susceptible to the disease of addiction. And they can be trapped in what's a chronic and deadly disease. And so, again, we're doubling the money, Free Through Recovery, Community Connect, and other programs to beef up what we're spending on behavioral health and addiction services.
Another segment with Governor Doug Burgum as we walk through the budget. We're going to talk next a little bit about the income tax relief in this proposal that the governor is putting forward. There is obviously a number of income tax and the property tax proposals before the legislature, so it's going to be a good session for that. We'll talk about it next.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim on ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
U.S. officials are announcing Brittney Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout, also known as the Merchant of Death. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Ukraine's President Zelensky is being recognized for his courageous wartime leadership. On Wednesday, Time magazine named him the 2022 Person of the Year, along with the Spirit of Ukraine. President Zelensky on Politico.
I thank you for this award to the Ukrainian people.
Boeing has closed a pretty big chapter in its aircraft building history. They announced Wednesday that they built their very last 747 in its Everett, Washington facility. Boeing ended up building 1,574 units of the passenger jet. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun.
What's on your mind is brought to you by our friends at H.A. So Thompson and Sons since 1908. Think about that. Every day, the folks at H.A. Thompson and Sons have been that little plumber and much more. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Find out more at hatandsons.com. We're with Governor Doug Burgum talking about the budget proposal before the legislature yesterday. Let's talk a little bit about tax relief, something everybody will take. You've got an innovative idea for like a flat tax. Talk about this. What is your plan?
Well, this is a proposal supported by key leaders like Representative Craig Hedlund, who's been, you know, advocating for years for us to get to zero income tax in North Dakota, and a group of other legislators, our state tax commissioner, Brian Crosius. So we have made this announcement along with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford earlier this year, but we just said, hey, there's an opportunity right now when we've got the abundance and resources in the economy strong right now. This is the time to put dollars back in the pockets of hardworking North Dakotans. Best way to do that is with income tax, because you only pay income tax if you're working. And we have an opportunity here to eliminate income tax for 60% of the taxpayers. There's about 400,000 people in North Dakota that file income tax. We can take 60% of them, zero tax rate. They pay nothing. The top 40% of earners would pay a 1.5% flat tax. That would lower their taxes by a quarter to a half, depending on their own situation. This would give us the lowest flat tax in the nation by quite a margin, give us some competitive advantage. But as I said earlier on the show, the real vision would be, over time, can we keep stepping that down to get to zero and zero income tax? Because there's 8 states that already are at zero income tax.
One of them is just a little bit to the south of them.
Yeah, right? South Dakota. But again,
it's a competitive thing, right?
They are. But when we're talking oil field workers, Alaska, Wyoming, Texas, all at zero. Talk about military. Ask General Dorman, our fantastic adjutant general. Talk to Scott Meyer, senator from Grand Forks, who's been working on base retention longer than he's a senator. We've got North Dakota National Guardsmen that are moving to East Grand Forks and Moorhead because Minnesota, in a high-tax state, has zero income tax on military income for guardsmen. So they're moving across the river because of that. So, I never want to lose one person to a high-tax state. So whether it's, military income tax, any things. But we designed this, again, we talked about back to workforce. if you look at CDL drivers, nurses, teachers, all the jobs right now that we've got some of the highest number of openings, they would all fall in this 60% that would pay zero tax. It becomes a recruiting tool for every business in our state when they're trying to get somebody to move here. Say, come here, take this job, you'll pay zero income tax.
Actually, Doug, I live in Minnesota. We love it. So it's we got, you know, Tim Walz needs to put more money in the bank in St. Paul. So we'll keep them coming.
And the dollars are there, right? I mean, that's the thing. This is not a, you know, when you look at the difference to the bottom line from having a flat tax, this is a no-brainer.
Well, it is. And if you take a look at our core taxes, sales tax, income tax, motor vehicle excise tax, you know, all of the corporate income tax right now, I think, is up 128% in North Dakota. We're not changing that. This is individual income tax. And so we've got an opportunity, like I said, give it back to the people that are working. And absolutely, we can afford to do it. And of course, at a time right now when we've got this record high inflation for 40 years, people end up in inflation. You buy the same stuff, you pay more sales tax. I mean, so it's like inflation. When you're collecting sales tax, that's a good thing for collecting. It's a bad thing for the people that are purchasing stuff. So we want to provide relief for citizens. This is the fast way. I've asked the legislature to say, let's get this bill on my desk the very first thing. Why wouldn't we pass this thing right now? And if we pass it and put it into effect, because right now we've got the income tax credit that we passed before, this would fit in there. We wouldn't have a gap, and those people that were having their income tax credit right now would go to, instead of paying their tax and getting a credit back, would actually just not be paying the tax, even better.
Let's talk a little bit about property tax relief. There is some proposals in the legislature for that. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, there are no proposals for that in our executive budget.
No. And this legislator's kicking it around.
Well, they are, and they've kicked it around a bunch. People, you know, come to them and complain and say, hey, I'm concerned about my property tax. Do something about it. But I think, you know, your listeners know that property taxes are set by counties, cities, park boards, and school districts. They're the ones that set those mills or those percentage levels of property tax, and that property tax is collected, you know, and stays locally. There's nothing in the state budget is running off of property tax, so they're set and managed locally. Valuations vary all over the state. Where we've got, you know, when we had the oil boom, we had, you know, Brent Sandler will tell you, housing prices were going up 40% a year in Watford City. Other places in the state, they were going down. Some of these proposals say, let's freeze valuations. That's always been a disaster in any state, in ours, because we got some places that are going up and some that are going down. The unintended consequences of trying to the state meddle in property taxes, and it's been 17 bills have been passed by the North Dakota legislature since 2007, totaling over $7 billion of tax relief, and people will say, I'm not feeling the tax relief. Why? Well, if the tax relief goes to a local entity, a city, a county, a park district, or school district, goes to one of those, like the school district, but then the city and the county raise their mills, person gets their tax bill, and they're getting taxed by four different groups. Like, hey, my property taxes didn't go down. Well, the state threw some money in there. Well, what we're doing is we're taking other people's tax dollars, like from income taxpayers or from sales tax and then or from oil companies, and then we're subsidizing local spending. Property taxes relate to local spending, not state spending.
Do we need property tax relief?
Well, sure, but the way you get actual relief is you don't subsidize someone's bill. It's not like, you know, I'm gonna relieve your household income by me paying for your dinner every night, but you get to pick the restaurant and you get to pick the menu and you get to pick what you have. We'd be saying, hey, you know,
sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, but it would be like, because the property tax plans that are on the table right now are subsidizing local spending. They're not lowering revenue coming into state government. You know, Brent and I want to, if you want to shrink government, you shrink the revenue, and you do that by having people pay less taxes.
Property, so the only way that you can do property tax relief is a cap on spending?
No, the only way you can do property tax relief is figure out how to run a city more efficiently, how to run a school district more efficiently.
Spend less
or collaborate more or do whatever. You know, design cities and school districts, and there are 100 ways to do that. But if you want more of something, you subsidize it. So if you want higher costs at the local level, at school districts, counties, park districts, whatever, than keep having the state subsidize it with somebody else's tax revenue.
So the ideas that are out there, do they concern you because they're gonna quote unquote fix this, but it's masking the real problem, it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's not fixing anything. It's actually, I think, stimulating a problem, because whenever we've done these kinds of, you know, things where we send dollars locally, it masks and creates no need for people to actually figure out how to run my city more efficiently. How do I, you know, and again, we know this from the Main Street stuff, that some of our larger cities, if you've got, you know, growth expansion on the edge, and all your stuff's going to Greenfield, and you got to put in, you know, every new linear foot of road, street, sidewalk, sewer drives more police, more garbage collection, more snow plows, more whatever. And then you've got all these, I mean, looking across your window here at open space that I know has got infrastructure running to it, but nobody's building on it. You know, if we got to build first where we've already got existing infrastructure, when we send money to the larger communities, it often goes towards expanding on the edge. And, you know, that's a boon for the property developers on the edge, but it's not good for taxpayers, because, you know, grandma and grandpa in the old lots in the center part of town that have been paying property taxes for, you know, the last 30 or 40 years, and when their street needs to be repaired, and then the city comes back and says, well, we're going to do specials, that's special. They've been paying property taxes for 40 years. Where it was going, the money was going to the edge. These cross-subsidizes from the older parts to the newer parts of town, it's not ideologic. It's just all, it's all math. It's all economics. It's all provable. And so we just have to get smarter about how we do that.
A couple questions here, and we only have about 4 minutes left here, so I want to get to these. First one says, I'm a state employee and we need to be paid more. What's your plan?
Well, the plan is, I guess, the largest increase in decades and decades. You'd have to go back to the early 90s when we had the high inflation in 80, 81. To what we have in our budget. We know that the state, we're running the state very efficiently. We've only got, we're virtually flat on state employees versus where we were 6 or 7 years ago. The state of North Dakota has grown by 70,000 people in that time frame, and we are, being highly productive. But right now, our state employees, they got a 2 and 2. They got a 2% increase the first year. They're in a 2% increase now. We know with inflation and where the job labor market pressures are, we had 14% turnover last year. That's unacceptable at the state level to have that kind of turnover. So our plan includes $90 million of what I call pay equity to get people trued up to what the private sector would be paying. If you're an engineer working for the Department of Mineral Resources, how do we get them up to what an engineer is? And then how do we get an engineer in our water department to be equal to the other engineers? So getting everybody trued up.
And I also like the performance increases.
Yeah, and then the performance increases is not fixed. Not everybody gets the same. Managers and leaders that have an opportunity to pay more to people that are high performing, but we got a 6% increase in for the year that starts on July 1, and a 4% increase for the second year in the biennium. But with that 90 million up front, and then the 6 and the 4, that's almost $300 million. And then of course we're also healthcare costs are going up, 15% increase. The state pays 100% of the health cost. That's another $78 million. So close to $300 million across all of these items. So big investment, but we need that. If we want to deliver great services for people in North Dakota, we need to retain the great team members that we have.
Just literally 20 seconds for this answer, but somebody asked about something we were talking about off the air. Are you aware rigs are not running because companies can't find people in the Bakken?
Absolutely, and that's our highest priority. It's the highest. Filling those jobs drives tax revenue for the state and helps the U.S. energy economy.
Fascinating group of questions from folks, and great opportunity to catch up with you today and talk. We'd obviously talked about a couple of key priorities, but didn't get to necessarily everything. And the heavy lift starts in January, right?
Yep, January 3rd, we kick it off with the State of the State, and we're looking forward. We're excited to work with the new legislative leaders. We got 37 new legislators that are there. We got some fresh perspectives coming in. That's going to be an exciting session.
I like your idea of getting that flat tax done right out of the chute.
Yeah, and zero tax for 60% of North Dakotans. Let's get it done right away.
That'd send a good message. Governor, thanks for the time today, and safe travels on the I was going to call it the governor's budget, but the executive budget tour that you're up to. So.
Yes, great. Yeah. Great to be with you, Scott, always. Thanks for having us on.
Merry Christmas to you and Catherine.
Absolutely.
And everybody at the governor's office. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Line after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Classics. I love this one.
A star, dancing in the night.
It you're doing a magnificent job finding...
pulling from all eras.
All these classics.
Mary J. Blige.
Different voices. I am inspired by our bumper Christmas music here. Very special time. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. And enjoyed our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. Sorry we didn't get to all of the questions for him. We had a lot of ground to cover in a short period of time, but got a few in there. So glad about that. Our man Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. I can't think of a better Christmas gift. If you're sitting there saying, oh, I can't decide what to give, what would they like, what would be something different, I just, you know, you're really stumped on that perfect Christmas gift, like for mom or dad, out there on the farm, for instance, or even, you know, in town. Think about that. Family gift, you know what I mean? You know, husband or wife, or you just name it. I think a flagpole, Jim the Flagpole Guy, I mean, they're going to be, they have no idea. They're going to open up, I'd put it in a little box, and I'd put a little card out saying, you know, flagpole will be installed next year. And maybe a photo of just exactly how it would look. Jim could do that for you. I'm telling you, folks, 571-FLAG. 571-FLAG. I'd call Jim the Flagpole Guy, and I'd think long and hard about that. Here he is, the one and only. Jim the Flagpole Guy, Merry Christmas, sir. How are you?
Scott, Merry Christmas to all your listeners. Merry Christmas, Kevin. And, you know, speaking of Christmas, I'd like to announce that I have plenty of farm-attached flagpoles in stock and ready to ship.
Okay, explain what a flag-attached flagpole is again. These are the farm-attached flagpoles are really, I mean, you can put one on every piece of equipment you have, but explain to folks what they are.
Sure. What it is, it's a base that you you attach to your implement or your combine or even your side-by-side, you know, and then the flagpole pins into it. So you want to go in, take your equipment in the shop, just take the pin out and take your flag down. Or at the end of the day, you can take your flag down, you know, and put it inside the cab of your combine. And it's very durable, and it has a spring on it that so it's not super rigid. If it hits a tree or something, it has a little give. And today we have plenty of them to ship out. And about $160 comes with the flag delivered, and it has the base, the pole, the flag, all for put under your Christmas tree. And you can call me at 701-571-FLAG or Jim at usflagpoleguy.com. Scott, today I'd like to pay respect to a hero. His name is Joe George. I just learned about him. I wish I'd have known about him previously, but he valiantly disobeyed orders to cut all lines that secured two ships together, the USS Vestal and the USS Arizona, while under attack on December 7th, 1941 by the Japanese Army, the Japanese. Joe posthumously received the Bronze Star just 5 years ago as he threw a lifeline 70 feet to six stranded sailors who were on the observation deck, 55 feet in the air, aboard the Arizona. The estimated distance of the throw was 70 feet, and the line had a baseball-sized weight attached to it, and he made it the first time. You know, Joe, he was actually kind of a troublemaker, and it was a Friday night, and he boxed, and he won his fight. It was kind of an amateur boxing match, and then he left. He won the boxing match on that Friday night, which would have been 2 days before, you know, the Japanese attack. And then he decided, well, he's going to go to the bar that night. And he went to the bar, and somebody got lippy with him, so he got in another fight. He had enough energy. He beat that guy up. So the MPs brought him back, and they secured him aboard ship and said, you just stay on the ship. You're causing too much trouble here. We'll deal with you later. Well, then the attack happened on Sunday, and, you know, it was his trouble got him, put him in the exact position he needed to be, that actually six sailors were freed from a burning ship. One of them died, But the five that did make it and lived, they had families. And just hundreds of family members are here today or were brought to you by the bravery of a disobedient fighter, you know. But he was there, and as the USS Arizona had blown up, Joe was ordered to cut all lines so the Vestel could get away from it. And he's like, he heard the cries of the men up there, and he disobeyed orders. He found a line, he threw it, and those men came to safety. And I'm just so proud of that guy, and he's just a hero.
Love your stories. Love your stories.
Thank you.
Another hero.
We need more people like him.
Yeah, we do.
And sometimes with disobedience pays off. So think about that.
Jim the Flagpole Guy. Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com or call him at 571-FLAG. Well, President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? It's a big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. It only takes seconds. Let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. They're even beating CNN in some key ratings. So make the switch and vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word ZONE to 39747. One more time, the word ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You'll love it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.